You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on October 5th, 2025. Welcome to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, and feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First up today was supposed to kick off my last week's show, Pierre Quenders' Tears on the Dance Floor with Ambience and Dumbolo featuring Neguo.
Bina!
Ndombolo, tala tobina kike bonanzango, eba tata, atobina zitu tala. Zitu tambula malembe, zitu tambula, zitu tambula malembe, zitu tambula, zitu tambula malembe, zitu tambula, zitu tambula malembe, zitu tambula.
That was Ambience and Dumbolo featuring Neguo. Next up is Eve Jarvis, All Cylinders. The tune is I'm Your Boy.
It's the time to give thanks. You put me right in the place. Where would I be without you? Where would I be without you, mama? You have blessed me time and again. When I thought I had no friend, didn't leave. Now I believe I can be better than I've been, and I'm proof. To care as much, and I
don't know what that could mean or what reason could be. Oh, I kept these hands working. That must be good for something. On my feet all day calling out. Welcome me back. You can talk to me. I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
If it's just you and me, you can follow me on the key.
I'm coming back. Coming back. Better believe I'm coming back better. Welcome me back. Welcome me back. Best to do this. Best to do that.
To comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Both golf teams started tournaments on September 29th, with the Red Leaves women starting in the West Texas Fall Invitational at Tascosa Golf Course in Amarillo, Texas, with all golfers teeing off at 6:30 a.m. Central, 4:30 Pacific. Later on, the Red Leaves men's started in the Western Washington University Invitational at Bellingham Golf and Country Club in Bellingham, Washington, with all golfers teeing off at 8:30 a.m. Later on September 29th, three SFU athletes were recognized by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as players of the week between September 22nd and 28th. Rachel Watkins of the women's cross country, Kara Scott of the women's soccer, and Maxwell Corcoran of the men's golf. Rachel Watkins won the individual crown among 96 runners in the 2025 Bill Rowe Cross Country Classic on September 27th. Kara Scott scored two game winners for the Red Leaves women's soccer, 1-0 win over Central Washington Wildcats on September 25th, and 2-1 win over the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks on September 27th. Max... Just a minute, please. Max Corcoran was the top GNAC golfer in the 2025 St. Martin's Invitational between September 26th and 27th, where he fired 8 under par, 208 strokes, for third among 79 golfers, just two strokes behind the winner, Ben Crinella of University of Hawaii Hilo. On September 30th, the Dallas Mavericks of the NBA, where SFU alumni Jay Triano is its new assistant coach, arrived at the Burnaby main campus for its training camp. Also, both SFU golf teams ended their respective tournaments. Also, both SFU golf teams ended their respective tournaments on September 30th. The Red Leaves women finished 5th among 15 teams in the West Texas Fall Invitational as they fired 29 over par, 881 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Mira Minhas with 1 over par, 214 strokes for 8th, and Izzy Ferguson with 5 over par, 218 strokes in a tie for 16th. The hosts West Texas Lady Buffaloes won the team tournament after firing 5 over par, 857 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Sarah Reed, who tied Marie Jose Savoca of Cameron as both fired 4 under par, 209 strokes, with Reed winning the individual crown in a playoff of the West Texas Fall Invitational at Tascosa Golf Course in Amarillo, Texas, where SFU finished 5th among 15 teams. Later on, the Red Leafs men's golf won the 14-team Western Washington University Invitational after firing 14 under par, 850 strokes over 3 rounds, led by Dansby Carswell, who tied Fisher Ransom of Vanguard, Ryan Vest of UBC Okanagan, and Jacob Torres of Hawaii Hilo, as the quartet fired 7 under par, 209 strokes each for first, after which Torres won in a playoff. After Dansby Carswell, Junsu Im fired even par, 218 strokes in a tie for 13th, Brendan O'Brien with 1 over par, 217 strokes in a tie for 15th, and Max Corcoran with 2 over par, 218 strokes in a tie for 17th at Bellingham Golf Country Club in Bellingham, Washington, where the Red Leafs men won the Western Washington University Invitational. 3 games were on tap for October 2nd, with both soccer teams in action. The SFU women's tied Seattle Pacific in a scoreless draw at Interbay Stadium in Seattle, Washington, where the Red Leafs goalkeeper stopped all 6 shots on goal. I believe that is Sarah Lowen. Let me take a look. Just a minute, please. Sorry about the omission. I will get it. Just a minute. Just a minute, please. It was Sarah Lowen who stopped all 6 Falcons shots on goal, while Seattle Pacific played 2 goalkeepers as Mercedes Cullen made 4 saves in the first half and Landry Schoenauer stopped all 3 shots in the second half for a combined 7 saves on as many SFU Red Leafs shots. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs men's soccer tripled up the Western Oregon Wolves 3-1 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field in the Burnaby Mountain campus. Western Oregon opened the scoring late in the first at 41:02 on Mauricio Medina's first goal of the season, but SFU pumped in 3 goals in the second half, started by Luis Climo's first just 32 seconds in, followed by Kundalini Bien Aime Dominique's second at 19:16, and capped off by Koji Poon's 6th at 31:33 into the game, all on Justin Stewart, who surrendered 3 goals on 6 Red Leaf shots, while Jordan Thorson made 3 saves on 4 Wolves shots. Later on, the SFU volleyball capped off October 2nd as they swept away St. Martin's in 3 straight sets, as the Red Leafs were led by Davida Hill with 3 blocks, 12 kills, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with a block, 10 kills, Ebba Person with a whopping 34 assists, and Mason Unger with 19 digs in the 3-set sweep of the Saints. The 3 same SFU... Just a minute, please. The same three SFU athletics teams were in action for October 4th. First with the women's soccer, who visited Montana State Billings at Yellow Jacket Soccer Field in Billings, Montana, where the kickoff was at 11 a.m. Pacific. The Red Leafs opened the scoring just 48 seconds into the second half on Sarah Carabata's first of the season and went up 2-0 at 11:11 of the second half, 56:11 into the game on Abby Simpson's first, both on the Yellow Jackets' Emma Powell, who gave up 2 goals on 3 shots, while SFU's Sarah Lowen saved all five Montana State billing shots for another clean sheet. Later on, the Red Leafs men's soccer hosted the St. Martin Saints in SFU Stadium and Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby main campus, where the kickoff was at 2 p.m. SFU opened the scoring at 26:06 into the second half on Michael Hennessy's fourth of the season and doubled their lead almost 10 minutes later on Kian Proctor's second at 33:04, 78:04 into the game, both on St. Martin's Connor Laystico, who gave up two goals on eight Red Leaf shots, while SFU's Jordan Thorson needed to make just one save against St. Martin's. And the Red Leafs volleyball capped off October 4th as they visited the Western Oregon Wolves at Wolves Athletic Center in Monmouth, Oregon, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. SFU swept Western Oregon away in three straight sets, led by Davida Hill with 10 kills, Tobasis, Abba Person with 3 aces, a whopping 31 assists, and Mason Unger with 2 aces, 17 digs.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Just a minute, please. I'm just going to Oh, God. What's going on here? I'm trying to find out men's soccer. Just a minute, please. I'm just going to look at the standings. This CJ, one of CJSF computer 2 is just, well, the mouse is slowing down. Now, here we go. Here are the current Great Northwest Athletic Conference men's soccer standings on NCAA Division 2. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Washington are first at 2-0 conference, 4-4-2 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 2-0 conference, 3-5-2 overall. Seattle Pacific are third, 1-0 conference, but are 6-1-2 overall. Western Oregon are fourth at 0-2 conference, 4-4-2 overall. Northwest Nazarene are fifth, 0-1 conference, 3-3-2 overall. And St. Martin's are dead last at 0-2 conference, 1-9 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Sorry, the mouse is having some issues. I'm going to get to women's soccer very, very soon. Just a minute, please. Sorry, for some reason, the mouse is really slowing down. Here we go. Much like men's, women conference records are conference records take precedence, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Oregon are first at 4-0, 7-1-1 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 3-0-1 conference, 10 points, 6-0-2 overall. Western Washington also has 10 points with a 3-0-1 conference record, 5-1-3 overall. Then there is a huge drop-off in the point parade. Sierra Pacific are 4th at 1-2-1 conference, 4 points, 3-3-3 overall. Montana State Billings, 1-3 conference, 2-6 overall, much like Northwest Nazarene. Central Washington, 0-2-2, 2 points, 2-2-3 overall. And St. Martin's are dead last at 0-3-1 conference, 1-6-1 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority over overall records, which are used to break conference ties. Alaska Fairbanks are 5-0 conference, 14-1 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 5-1 conference, 11-1 overall. Western Washington, third, 5-1 conference, 11-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fourth, 4-1 conference, but are 13-2 overall. Central Washington are 5th at 4-1 conference, 8-4 overall. St. Martin's, 6, 2-3 conference, but are 9-4 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 1-4 conference, 2-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, 8th, 1-5 conference, 6-8 overall. Western Washington, 9th, 0-5 conference, 1-12 overall, and Montana State Billings last, 0-6 conference, 1-10 overall.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Destruction's Birth of Malice. Here is the title track. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. We'll be right back. Welcome to the second half of episode 39 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with a feature on DSFU Red Leafs hockey. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Richard Dawson's End of the Middle with Bullies.
After what happened in PE, I didn't want to go back. I knew it wasn't gonna be good, but it turned out so much worse than I would ever have thought it could. Blanked by my best mates, taxed at the school gates, punched in the face on the bus. For a while it got a little too much. Laughter is out.